how long does it take to actually double your money? Let's say you have $100,000 and you want to get to $200,000, but you don't know how long that's going to take. Well, today I'm going to show you a mathematical formula that you can use to determine how long it's going to take for you to double your money. All this and more on this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. Welcome to Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, where we teach you how to be rich in spirit and righteous in action. Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Today, like I said before, we are going to determine how long it's going to take for you to double your money. And the great thing about this formula is that you only need two numbers, and one of them is the same no matter how many times you do the calculation. So let's dive right into it. As I said before, I don't have one of those fancy pads where you can write and draw and everything else like that. So I'm just going to pull up Microsoft Word and we'll go from there. So this calculation is very simple. We are going to take the amount of money that you have, let's say $300,000 that you have, and we are going to apply what they call the rule of 72. Now, what the rule of 72 says is that if you divide the interest rate by this 72, it's going to give you a rough number of how long it's going to take for you to double your money. And this is going to help us make better choices on what stocks and which bonds to pick, because we can project what type of return you may receive by investing in this type of asset. So let's do an example here. Let's say that you have a CD, you have an annuity, or you have some type of fixed interest rate on an investment account. As I said before, it can be a CD, it could be an annuity, but let's say that you get 6%. Okay. Let's say you have one of these great CDs online or something like that, and you're getting 6%. How long would it take for you to double $300,000 of your money in that time period? 12 years. So it would take you, let me put this here for easy reference. So if you have $300,000 and you're earning 6%, it's going to take you roughly 12 years to double your money. Why is this important, brothers and sisters? Because when we think about investing, we automatically think that our financial advisor is going to double and triple our money in 1 or 2 years. And this sets a more realistic standard of what we can expect based on the returns that we get. Now, 6% in this type of environment, we know historically the S&P has returned roughly 9%, 10%, 11% annualized per year over that time period. So the great thing about this is that we can actually play around with these numbers and find something that is going to fit our risk tolerance and also our expectations of when we're going to retire and when we're going to need the money. A lot of people think that when you retire at 65, you're going to take all your money out. That's rarely the case. What you're going to do is you're going to start withdrawing from that money a portion, and the other portion is going to continue to grow. So let's say you have $300,000, you take out $10,000. Well, the $290,000 can still grow at that same rate until you actually need it. And then when you take out another $20,000, then the other $270,000 will grow, et cetera, et cetera. Let me do another example for you here. So let's say you say, Mr. Ridgeway, I retire in 6 years. You know, what do I need to get, right? Well, we can take the rule of 72. If you get a 12% return, what would that be? And we could do some simple math. That's going to be 6 years. So if you double the interest rate, you will double your money in less time. Now, why is this important? Because remember how I told you the sooner that you invest, the better? This is why. If you're investing for 12 years, you can take basically a lot less risk. And I don't want to say half the risk. A lot of people make that mistake. This is a mistake that a lot of people make as far as investing concerned. Okay, if this investment promises 12% and this investment promises 6%, then technically I'm only taking twice as much risk. That's not how that works. Sometimes you could double and triple your risk by just trying to get an extra percentage. Yeah, it happens. So it's not necessarily about the return. It's about what you are investing in and how much they are leveraging. So don't let these numbers confuse you. So a lot of people will go, well, if this is 12% and this 6%, I can do that. That's no problem, right? If it's cut down half the time. But this is why we tell you start early, because the sooner you start, the less risk you will have to take. So if you can work a little bit longer, or maybe start a little bit early, start now, start in investing, then you don't have to take as much risk and you won't need as much return in order to double your money. So brothers and sisters, how do you feel? Did you know this before? The rule of 72, you can apply into any investment that you have. You say, hey, I got this CD for 3.25. How long will it take for me to double my money on this fixed rate, which is an annualized return? Remember this, brothers and sisters. I want to say this about the market here. They'll throw numbers out the market like the S&P 500 return 9, 10, 11%, right? But the market doesn't work that way. Rarely do you see year one at 10%, year two at 10%, year three at 10%. It rarely happens that way. The market is typically double digits up and double digits down. So you're seeing like your 10s, your 15s, your 20% ups, and you're also seeing your 10s and 11s and 15s and 20% down. And it averages out around that 10% mark. So just keep that in mind that any one given year, you're most likely not going to see a 10% return. You're going to probably see these double digit highs, and you're going to see some of these double digit lows. But if you stay the course over time, you will start getting that average in your portfolio, and that's how you're going to run the calculations. Okay. Well, I don't want to make this video too long. Remember the rule of 72, you take the interest rate that you're getting divided by 72, and it's going to give you the amount of years it's going to take to double your money. Well, that's it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.